Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Stacks of metallic letters form MPCA in solid bold capitals, Motion Picture Corporation of America. An aerial view of snowy Central Park in New York City. Title, Netflix Presents. A stack of oversized Christmas baubles after dark in a fountain outside Radio City Music Hall. Titles, a Motion Picture Corporation of America production. A Christmas Prince, The Royal Wedding. The latter like a red ribbon. Snow falls in the nighttime streets of New York.
Loyal readers, it's been 349 days, 11 hours, 23 minutes, and 7 seconds since I said yes to the love of my life, Richard Bevan Charlton, King of Aldovia. But who's counting? Other than me and millions of people around the world. Needless to say, it's been a whirlwind year.
A plane comes into land in sunshine, blossom blooms in trees, and people line the road up to the Royal Palace of Aldovia as a red sports car arrives.
There's been a lot of back and forth between New York and Aldovia.
A sign says departures, passports are slid across a desk. Amber's US passport and Richard's Aldovian passports are stamped. They walk happily arm in arm down a daytime city street. Passports are stamped again. A United Airlines plane comes into land in sunshine. An aerial view of sunny Central Park. Amber and Richard walk hand in hand. Amber packs her luggage. A plane comes into land.
The long-distance engagement hasn't always been easy, but it's always been interesting.
Amber takes a selfie by a lake. The couple appear on magazine covers.
Let's welcome Amber Moore, the future queen of Aldovia.
Amber beams and shrugs. She leaves Rudy's diner with her friends. Amber is surrounded by autograph hunters.
Somehow, through all this insanity, I'm still me. Even though I'm about to become queen of a small country. Thank you for all your love and support this past year. Sharing my writing with all of you means more than you'll ever know. I promise to keep you posted on all my adventures to come, especially our wedding on Christmas Day in Aldovia.
A snowy pine forest in Aldovia, and a plane comes into land at Aldovia Airport. Amber arrives with her dad.
What's with the sunglasses?
I don't want to get recognized.
Man, I don't need a disguise. I feel like a brand new person. Must be this fresh mountain air in Aldovania.
Pop, it's Aldovia.
Yeah, Aldovania has more snap. As queen, can you change it?
I'm not sure how open they are to change.
A newspaper headline reads, King Richard's modernization initiative a disaster.
Amber.
I'm going to start again.
Samples were inadequate.
Hey, you trying to steal our cab?
Trying? No, darling, Sahil has the cab. Okay, bye.
If my daughter wasn't with me, I...
We don't need a cab after all. Looks like they sent the royal limos.
They're giants.
Oh, so much for my plan to slip in quietly.
Look, it's the queen's speech.
Yes, it is her.
Come, let's hurry before...
Any comments on the king's initiative?
Troubles. Amber, look this way, please.
I am very happy to be back in Aldovia. I'm excited for the wedding and Christmas and living the dream.
Miss, sir, welcome to Aldovia. Now, if you mind, quickly to the car. Thank
Amber,
you.
Amber, one more question. What were your positions? Yes, queen.
The palace insisted that I greet you. And as you are now a member of the royal family, protocol must be observed. My name is Mr. Louis Zabala, and I am your personal attaché. And may I say, miss, it will be an honor to serve you. And you, Mr. Moore.
Louis opens the limo door for them as the chauffeur holds back the press corps.
One more picture, please.
The convoy drives up the snowy woodland road to the royal palace.
The Cross Bronx Expressway.
I'll say. I can't get over the fact this is going to be my home.
That makes two of us.
Rudy selects some snacks.
Hey, Louis.
Sir.
All this stuff free?
Of course, sir. Please, do help yourself.
He smiles. The cars continue up the long, snow-covered driveway.
When you shipped all your stuff over, that was one thing. But now...
Pop. I'm going to come visit New York all the time, and you can come here whenever you want.
Now imagine your mom could see her little princess.
a queen.
She'd flip.
She would definitely flip.
Rudy stares up at the stone and timbered palace perched high in the snowy pine forest. The cars pull up outside the main entrance, decorated with Christmas wreaths.
You gotta be kidding me.
Not bad, huh?
Emily in a wheelchair.
Emily! So good to see you again.
I have so much to tell you. First, I've received high marks across the board.
Shocker.
Best of all, my school's annual Christmas pageant is coming up, and I've been cast as the lead role.
That's so cool. Mrs. Averill, Mr. Little,
Miss Moore.
Welcome home.
Is this her? Princess Emily?
Please, can
I heard a lot about you, kiddo. Huh?
The princess shall not be addressed as kiddo.
I am gonna bet that you are the famous Mrs. Averill. Rudy Moore, put her there.
She looks disdainful and reluctantly shakes his hand.
He looks different in person. I thought he had a goatee.
He shaved it for the wedding.
Oh, wait. Good grip.
A pat on the shoulder.
Well, shall we?
Mr. Moore, have you ever been inside a palace?
I went to Caesar's Palace once. Now, I know what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, but let me tell you, there was this one time.
Pop, we can tell that story later. Come on.
No, too bright. Too tropical? No, too whimsical. It has to be regal. New, but traditional. Youthful, but classic.
Rhododendron is a nice flower.
Amber!
So lovely to see you.
Queen Helena kisses Amber.
We're having a welcome reception tonight in your honor. And you must be...
Rudy Moore, great to finally meet you.
Rudy gives the queen a bear hug, lifting her off her feet.
We're gonna be family.
It's a brave new world.
Hey, before you know it, we'll be sharing grandparent duties, me and you.
Mr. Moore, you must be exhausted by your journey as we are by your arrival. Let's give you a chance to freshen up, shall we?
See you at the reception, Mr. Moore.
We're gonna burn the house down, kiddo.
He doesn't mean that literally.
One would hope not.
Where's Richard?
Oh, I thought he'd be here. He's been terribly busy of late. The king's duties never cease. Mr. Zabala, would you take Amber upstairs, please? Until the wedding, you're going to have your own bridal suite.
Suite?
Louis leads the way.
Your suite.
Suite?
It's an opulent apartment, lavishly furnished and decorated for Christmas, with a tall tree. Amber stares around at the palatial luxury. She notices a card and gift on a table.
To my love with all my heart, from this day forth we shall not be apart. Poetry can be a challenging art, if not yet mastered, here is a start.
It's a limerick of sorts.
Hey!
Sorry I wasn't there to greet you. I had to finish decorating.
Well, your decorating is amazing. I can't believe this is actually happening. It's real.
Oh, it's very, very real. From this day forth, we shall not be apart.
Your poetry, not so amazing.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. An urgent call from the Minister for Economic Affairs and the Prime Minister. They insist.
I have to take this. We'll have our time this evening at the reception.
Amber looks concerned as Richard walks out. At night, the palace is festooned with Christmas lights.
My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, King Richard and the guest of honor, our future queen, Miss Amber Moore.
They enter arm in arm, Amber in a lacy red dress, and they walk through the applauding guests who surround them.
Richard?
I'll find you.
The Prime Minister takes him aside.
Hi, how are you?
Champagne is served on a tray. Rudy takes a canapé, smiles and takes a bite. His smile fades and he puts it back on the tray. Richard is deep in conversation with Prime Minister Denzel.
Viscount Tewkesbury, Miss Amber Moore.
Hi.
And Ambassador Wang and Mrs. Wang, and President Adina, Miss Amber Moore.
Hello, so lovely to meet you all. I should go save poor Richard.
Best, I think, to leave him be. And you and I have a wedding to plan. I remember mine as if it was yesterday. And I want your day to be just as special. I want it to be perfect. And to that end, I have hired the world's best wedding planner.
Wedding designer, Your Majesty. Sahil designs. He does not plan. And designing a wedding for this captivating creature, this Venus, this Helen of Troy, this shall be Sahil's greatest achievement. No, Sahil Mathu. Sahil is honored to create for you the wedding of the century.
Fantastic. Well, I had a few ideas that I thought we could talk about.
Oh, the Baroness of Frankfurt. Yoo-hoo!
Sahil designed her wedding last year.
Sahil designed all six of her weddings. Sahil was a child prodigy.
Excuse me, pal, don't I know you? Looking good, Peanut.
You may know of Sahil, but I assure you, you do not know Sahil. Ignore this interloper. You are my canvas now, and Sahil the artist. Sahil will not rest until we attain perfection.
Perfection?
Now, Sahil must go and prepare. Until tomorrow, Your Highnesses.
Okay, thank you.
He bows.
Okay, bye.
Wait a second. That's the bum who stole our cake.
Oh, no, Pop, please don't. Oh.
Hey, you cab-stealing phony, get back
here. Mr. Moore, may I bother you with a question?
Call me Rudy, kiddo. We're family. What do you want to know?
I was curious. How does our palace compare to that of Mr. Caesar?
Better in every area but one.
The canapes.
Amber and I call it meat jelly.
Yuck. I'd love to have a talk with the palace chef. Maybe give him a few tips. Chef to chef, you know.
I'm sure Chef Krasnov would love to hear your culinary ideas. I'll see what I can arrange.
Amber, Mrs. Avril has been promoted to head of palace office of press and protocol. And in that capacity has requested a quick word before the press photographs.
Of course.
Amber gives Mrs. Avril a beaming smile.
It's clear that you've had a very laissez-faire attitude concerning your image over the past year. Magazines, television, blogs.
Oh, blogs, that's what I do for a living.
Oh, no, but now that you're part of the royal family, we must be careful of the image that you project. Consider me your protector. The goal is to see you and the crown in the best possible light.
Well, nothing shines quite like the truth, right?
I'm glad we see eye to eye. Please wait here, and I'll have the king and you pose for the photographs.
Amber glances towards Richard, who points to where they'll meet. They go out into the snow.
When I was a boy, this is where I hid from Mrs. Avril to avoid my lessons.
You must have spent a lot of time out here.
Half my childhood. So how are you bearing up?
Life in a fishbowl takes getting used to.
Try being king.
You've been groomed for this your whole life. You still find it hard. How am I going to handle it?
You're going to do a brilliant job. I know it. Perhaps you can start by choosing the perfect Christmas tree for the palace courtyard.
My dad used to drive my mom and I out to a farm each Christmas to find our tree.
He told me how much it meant to you.
Can we do that tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. Perhaps the day after. Tomorrow, the king must give a speech.
Hmm. What kind of speech?
Well, you know my initiative. Bring Aldovia into the 21st century.
Strengthening infrastructure, schools, tech. It's smart.
That's what I thought. But instead of strengthening the economy, the country's bleeding money. Nobody can tell me why.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Something tells me that wedding preparations are going to keep you occupied.
Amber looks worried but smiles. The palace in daytime. Amber is asleep in her king-size bed.
Rise and shine, my sleepy beauty. We have much preparation to do and very little time.
Amber's handed a cup of tea.
Thanks.
Welcome to Sahil's masterpiece. The Bavarian Orchestra will start precisely at your entrance with the release of the Barbary Doves. South African wildflowers will adorn your path down the aisle. I mean, you won't, and I mean it, you won't be able to take a step without an Umakwalan daisy between the floor and your Jimmy Choo-choos.
Choo-choos?
Your footwear. Very important.
Amber frowns.
There will be a roast pig from each of Aldovia's 7 provinces. Montresor Grand Cru will be in every goblet. 1992.
Amber nods hesitantly.
But of greatest importance is the star around which all the wonder circulates. And that, of course, is the gown.
With a huge upturned collar.
Wow, that's extravagant.
Yes, an extravaganza of style and taste. A bravura of haute couture.
The entourage and Mrs. Averill applaud. Amber sighs and closes her eyes.
You are welcome.
Sahil must thank you. This dress is very eye-catching, but I was actually looking for something a little more simple.
Simple?
You know, just more me.
Sahil looks away. Amber smiles hopefully.
When you envision yourself in this gown, think not of who you are, but who you shall be.
And, you should bear in mind that this design was inspired by Queen Helena's own wedding gown.
Right, right, which I'm sure was just beautiful and very much of the time, but I'm looking for something more contemporary.
The Kingdom of Aldovia has over 700 years of history and tradition. An established set of protocols exist to guide every decision.
Which I respect, but times are changing.
These protocols have protected the royal family since long before you set foot in our kingdom.
I didn't realize that becoming part of the royal family meant having to give up who I am.
She frowns and Mrs. Averill raises her eyebrows.
May we continue?
Amber goes slowly back to the couch and sits tight-lipped.
It's not even my wedding anymore. This protocol is driving me crazy. It's like Bridezilla in reverse.
Forgive me if I don't ooze sympathy from the night security desk of Noodle Chalet's corporate office.
Hey, at least you've got a job. I've been living with my parents for the last 3 months since Now Beat shut down.
Now Beat? It was Beat Now.
Whatever, it's gone now. But enough about our problems. You're having some royal pains.
Right, perspective. I still need a shoulder to cry on.
Have you talked to Richard about any of this?
I haven't even seen him today. They know how to keep a king busy. Just hurry up and get here already.
Counting down the seconds, trust.
Emily is playing piano with Louis. Amber comes into the music room, decorated with another lavish tree. Amber watches with a smile. They mess up, and Emily frowns at Louis.
That sounds amazing. Don't stop on account of me.
That was on account of Mr. Zabala. He's a tad rusty.
And if you practiced between lessons, you might get to play this on your own.
You still haven't let me tell you about my Christmas pageant. I need help finishing my costume.
I'm in. Oh, if protocol allows.
I'll make sure that I schedule a conference between you and Princess Emily. And I've cleared it for you to join King Richard.
Behind me stands an enduring symbol of Aldovia's historical strength. Before me, and all of us, lies our current revitalization project, a symbol of Aldovia's shining future. But for crops to flourish, rain must fall. Likewise, today's temporary hardships will soon spur on a bountiful future for all.
There are also protesters.
What about our jobs?
Flags are waved and banners raised.
The country's going broke!
Richard looks concerned as he sips a glass of water. He glances at Amber and Mrs. Averill, who are beside the podium outside Parliament. Simon, in a flat cap, appears in the crowd.
A new Aldovian chapter is about to begin. And I'm honoured and excited to share that journey with each and every one of you. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Mrs. Averill and Amber smile as they clap. Banners read, Aldovia is going broke. Stop inflation. Bye-bye. Where is our pay?
Thank you. I just feel like a total fraud reading out that propaganda.
Your ideas make perfect sense. I just don't understand why they're not working.
Neither do I.
When numbers don't add up, there's usually a reason. What? Who do you think balanced Dad's books at the diner?
I know, but this isn't a diner, it's a kingdom.
And I'm gonna be queen, I wanna contribute.
You're gonna make an excellent queen. We really mustn't let politics come between us.
We should be doing everything we can to help the kingdom, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe there should be a revitalization effort to bring the royal family into the 21st century.
Amber, I think that's hardly...
An excellent speech, Your Highness. Now I need you to come meet the press with your most confident smiles.
Amber and Richard glance at each other, then follow Mrs. Averill. Simon watches with a frown. A gas ring is lit and onions chopped in the bustling royal kitchen.
I said simmer, not hellfire. I need this 10 minutes ago.
Excuse me, miss.
Do you want to start from scratch?
Yeah, I was told the chef was expecting.
Who are you and what are you doing in my kitchen?
Oh.
I expect no one except the father of the queen to be.
Well, that's me, Rudy Moore.
Oh.
Chef looks surprised.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure is mine.
You know, I'm actually a chef myself. Yeah, I got my own place in New York City.
Really? Well, what's its name?
Rudy's Diner.
Diner?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we could give the wedding guests a little taste of New York.
Excuse my pausing. I'm in shock.
Oh, I get it. Too many cooks, huh? No, this is your kitchen. I'm just here to help.
She stares past him.
Dishes.
Excuse me?
You start with dishes.
Rudy looks horrified.
The press office assures me that your speech today will do a world of good.
Less than a year into my reign, I feel like I'm running the kingdom into the ground.
Oh, you put much too much pressure on yourself.
It's my initiative, Mother.
Richard, your father first proposed the need for such a program. Lord Leopold oversaw the implementation and the country backed it. Economic fluctuation is a fact of life.
Yes, but I can't help but feel Father would be disappointed.
What nonsense. And you mustn't let this put a strain on the season. Or the wedding. I hear this dress may be getting to Amber.
Oh, can I not have a single conversation without it being observed and reported?
Darling, I just want you to be happy. And to that end, I've asked Lord Leopold to come back.
But he seemed so keen to retire after launching the initiative.
Well, only because he found it too difficult to continue without Father. But he's graciously agreed to come back from Monaco to help us through these challenging times.
Mother.
He takes her hands.
Thank you.
The festive palace at night. Hot chocolate is poured and sweets sampled in the royal family's private drawing room.
Do you put the stockings on the tree or you put them on your chimney, Princess?
I do feel I need to apologize.
Really, I appreciate that, but...
I don't know what came over me. The pressures I'm facing as king are no excuse for my lack of enthusiasm earlier. Can you forgive me?
I really would like to help.
Well, there's actually some very good news on that front. Lord Leopold, one of Father's most trusted advisors, has agreed to return to give guidance, which is quite a relief. And I know Father would have been pleased.
Whatever you two are discussing can wait. I have an urgent matter vital to all of Aldovia to discuss.
And what might that be?
The people of Aldovia demand a magnificent royal Christmas tree to make them proud. And so far we have none. The palace courtyard is bare. As king, I implore you to rectify the situation.
Here.
Well, that is precisely the kind of issue where a king greatly benefits from the presence of his queen. It shall be rectified tomorrow.
Courtier Mr. Little enters the large double doors.
Your Majesties, you have a guest.
Lord Leopold already.
Send him in.
It's Simon, his shirt open at the neck and hair unkempt. All stare coldly at him.
Simon.
Hello, all.
Your Majesties.
It's all right, Mr. Zabala. He appears to be in no shape to do us any further harm.
Queen Helena, Merry Christmas.
What do you want, Simon?
I know. I deserve to be met with such hostility.
Wait a minute. Is this the guy who tried to
steal Richard's crown? Yes.
I'm amazed to see your face here.
After the unfortunate incident last Christmas, I lost almost everything I had to Sophia in the divorce.
Just desserts.
I don't expect you to forgive me, but I wanted to say I'm sorry. And Merry Christmas. And congratulations to you both. Well,
wait.
He turns away tearfully, then gives a slight smile.
I don't know how you'll ever regain our trust. But we're still cousins. We're family. And it's Christmas.
Simon bows his head and smiles. Emily rolls her eyes. Amber and Ruby exchange a glance. The palace in daytime.
Miss Moore, eyes on me. Now, profile to the right. Profile to the left.
It's perfect.
It's fabulous.
Stunning. Regal. Divine.
Not quite.
Hey.
We need to take out the derriere of Dutch, and take in the bust. But first, the veil.
The veil is added to the big, ornate dress. Amber's vision blurs as the veil is draped over her eyes. Louis frowns.
Take a look. Tell Sahil you adore it.
I can't see.
We are looking for you, darling. And believe us, you are to die for. Wait until you see it flow. Take a turn, Your Highness.
I can't walk in these.
You don't have to walk. You have to glide. 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 Feel it. Inside.
That dress is something. Yes, Mr. Zabala?
I think the opinion of the bride-to-be is much more important than ours.
Well, as I said about the sketch, I think it's a little elaborate.
Nothing is too elaborate for a queen.
It sets the image.
Not to mention the amount of work that went into this.
Furthermore, this gown was Queen Helena's sole request before she hands over her son and her crown to you.
Very true.
Louis looks at Amber and raises his eyebrows.
One Coney Island bloodhound. And a blonde with sand.
You're my hero. So, you bonding with the chef yet? Where is he?
She. Out shopping with the staff. I needed a break. Yeah, a lot of mutual respect between us. Yeah, different styles.
There's a lot of things that are different here.
You feeling it too?
I feel like it's my wedding, but it's not my wedding. All this pomp and circumstance, it's like at this point I'm almost dreading the big day.
It's your wedding. Your special day. Nobody's gonna ruin it. There's somebody I need to straighten out?
No. I just always thought that my wedding would be about being with the person I love, with all the people that I love there with me.
Christmas without Mom is always gonna be hard. But getting married without her, I guess we're both feeling that, huh? Hey, I got something for you. I planned on giving it to you on your wedding day, but I think you could use an angel on your shoulder.
It's a locket necklace containing a photo of Amber's smiling mom.
She would be so proud of you. So proud.
Amber looks sad, and Rudy chokes up. She gives him a hug as they sit in a big, empty kitchen. Amber ties bows onto the sleeves of Emily's dress.
And?
A pair of sneakers.
Voila! What do you think?
Far better. It's perfect.
Well, if I can't dress myself for my wedding, at least I can make you shine.
If you want me to place a mouse in the vicinity of the hill, please let me know.
Don't tempt me. So what's this play about?
The story of Princess Froon, a fair maiden who granted Santa Claus his magical powers. The most famous Aldovian Christmas story. You haven't heard of it?
Not yet.
Come on, sit down.
They sit on a couch at the end of Emily's bed.
Okay, so Princess Froon was coveted for her ability to grant magical powers. One day she was captured by a big, hairy ogre named Grundle.
Like Shrek?
Nothing like Shrek. Grundle traps Princess Froon inside a castle made of ice.
Like Frozen?
Not at all. Grundle was going to eat her for breakfast when his pet turtle...
Turtle?
Yes. His turtle found a little baby in the woods. And when he brings the baby to the castle, she cares for it and nurses it back to health. Her kindness melts the ogre's heart, and he falls in love with her.
The end?
No. The ogre sets the princess free, so then she turns the baby into Santa Claus. And she kisses the ogre to say goodbye and thank you. And he turns into a dashing knight in shining armor. The end.
And it's all true?
Obviously. How else do you think Santa got his magic? You couldn't have just been born with it.
Who's playing your knight in shining armor?
No one's special. He's just a boy.
A boy, huh?
He's really shy. His name's Tom Quill.
Sounds cute.
Oh, don't be silly. Shut up.
I didn't say anything. You're so totally blushing right now.
Emily lies back with a pillow over her face. With Louis, they greet Richard on horseback as he rides into a courtyard.
It's time to find the most perfect tree on the mountain.
Are you serious?
Didn't you fall off last time you rode?
Yes, but these horses are much better natured than your last.
What about the wolves?
No wolves, I promise. But you need to watch out for yetis.
If I wasn't more excited about this than anything in the world, I'd be worried. But I am more excited about this than anything in the world.
So am I.
I've cleared both your schedules, so take as long as you like.
Find a good one.
We will.
King Richard, I am most sorry, Your Majesty, but you are needed in the Chancellery at once.
Why on earth?
The unions are calling for a nationwide strike in solidarity over unpaid wages on our work programs.
I need to deal with this, Amber. Can we choose a tree tomorrow? I'm sorry.
Amber nods sadly, and Richard leaves.
Sorry, Amber. But as you don't appear to be terribly busy this afternoon, I have a final rehearsal and I could use your input. Shall we?
We shall.
A backdrop of snow-covered trees is being painted.
Why must you trap me here, Grundle?
Your fair beauty hurts my eyes. But that is not why I trap you here. I trap you here because I want your magic.
You cannot force me to use it. I must believe it in my heart.
Then I shall eat you, and your magic shall seep into my flesh and stones.
I think it's bones.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Never mind. Let's move on to scene 12.
Isn't that the one where we kiss?
Is it?
What's going on?
The lights go out in the theatre.
This can't be right. What's going on? Why did the lights go off? Why is everybody leaving?
The theatre workers have gone on strike in solidarity. Our performance is cancelled.
I'm so sorry. Maybe they can get things together in time.
The performance was tomorrow.
You would have been a brilliant Princess Froon, Emily. Not just because you're a real princess. Sorry we didn't get to do the play. Anyway, have a nice Christmas, Your Highness.
You make a brilliant ogre, Tom.
Thanks.
and a brilliant knight in shining armor.
Tom leaves shyly. The auditorium doors are chained and padlocked shut. Amber kneels next to Emily's chair.
I'm so sorry, Emily.
No Christmas play, no Christmas tree. There won't even be a Christmas at this rate.
Of course there's going to be Christmas. Richard is working really hard to make things better, and I hear help is on the way.
Your Majesty.
Leopold.
He kisses the Queen's hands.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's good to be back in Aldovia.
And Aldovia's delighted to have you back.
I understand the situation is critical.
Richard and all of us are very anxious to hear what advice you have to give.
Cancelled. So I'm not only failing the nation, I'm also failing my sister.
No one thinks that. We'll figure it out.
The ministers today were in panic, mostly for their own positions. Only people around me I can trust, like Mother, like Leopold, and most of all you.
King Richard, I was hoping for a moment of your time.
Moments are in short supply, Simon.
I understand. I just wanted to thank you again for taking me back into the fold.
That's putting it a bit generously, isn't it?
Perhaps. But I'd like to do something to repay you. Both. I may have a solution to Aldovia's financial crisis. There's this new cryptocurrency I've been researching. Now, by investing just a fraction of what you've sunk into
this... I should have known this was about getting your hands on the kingdom's money.
Richard, cousin, no. It's just as I say, I want to help. I have a degree in economics from Oxford.
You do?
Which she hardly worked for and which she's squandered ever since.
All I'm asking is that you hear me out. I have a sound plan. Give me a chance to redeem myself.
Richard and Amber walk away. They sit at a large table with the Queen and Leopold.
Richard, my boy, three words for you. Stay the course.
Even in light of everything that's happened?
We put into action what your father dreamed of doing for the last years of his reign. May he rest in peace.
But the situation has changed so vastly since then. Are there really no adjustments you'd consider?
Patience. In this kind of long-term investment in roads, hospitals, schools, it's good business.
Just as I've been saying.
I beg your pardon, Lord Leopold, may I?
Yes, of course, my dear.
If all the infrastructure projects are happening in Aldovia through Aldovian companies, how can the country be losing so much money? Do you think that perhaps we should consider taking some proactive steps to find out?
Absolutely we should. And will. A thorough review begins tomorrow.
Richard smiles.
To Lord Leopold. May the holidays shine that much brighter now that he's here.
Lord Leopold.
To King Richard and the beautiful, charming Miss Amber.
They toast with champagne.
You're as blessed as your father, sir, to have such a wise queen at your side. I'd heard so many wonderful things about you, yet somehow you seem to exceed every expectation.
Does the same thing to me, and I've known her all her life. Yeah, I like this guy. Has a good sense of humor.
Indeed he does, sir.
I trust your meeting went well.
Not sure this is the time or place, Simon.
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty. I love our country and was merely curious to know how Lord Leopold accounts for the inverse returns on our new Aldovia initiative.
Ignore my cousin, Lord Leopold.
No, not at all. He'll be good practice for you, sir.
How so?
Well, as king, you'll find that everyone has their own agenda. Keep a watchful eye on those who try to lead you astray.
I take offense to that.
I take offense to you.
Emily.
I think what Lord Leopold has to say is very true.
I have no doubt that Aldovia's future is secure.
Thank you, sir.
I do believe our fortunes are about to change.
Oh. He goes to the window and pulls back a curtain.
It's snowing.
Fresh snow at Christmas is an Aldovian sign of good fortune.
A signal from your father, no doubt, that all will be well in the kingdom.
Indeed.
In time to save my Christmas play tomorrow?
I'll do my best. The strike will end. And if you don't get to do your play this year, I'll make sure it happens next year.
Emily looks down sadly.
Mr. Zabala?
Yes, miss.
Would I be able to ask you a favor? It's a pretty big favor.
Of course, miss.
Amber whispers in his ear.
I would be honored.
Amber looks toward Emily with a smile and sips her champagne. In daytime, trees glisten and statues are draped in a coating of freshly fallen snow. Staff clear the paths in the gardens as soldiers with spears stand guard. Horses are harnessed to an ornate sleigh.
It's amazing.
I thought you might prefer this mode of transport. But sleighs can get chilly.
Thank you.
Now let's go and find the most perfect Christmas tree that the palace courtyard has ever seen.
They settle in the sleigh and place blankets on their laps. They drive through fresh snow along a tree line, Amber leaning against Richard's shoulder. They stop in the snow-dusted pine woods.
What about this one?
It's a little bare on the side.
This one's nice.
Huh. It's not really a cone, is it?
What?
Oh, a Christmas tree should be a cone. That was more of a triangle.
Well, I always thought a cone was a sort of triangle.
Finding the perfect tree is like finding the perfect man. It takes time. And first impressions can be deceiving.
Oh, I see. So just because I stole your taxi a year ago, now means I need to freeze to death while we find the perfect tree. No geometrical imperfections here. This one?
She shakes her head.
Yes.
No.
Tall, majestic, really the perfect tree.
Totally wrong.
Are you sure this isn't the one?
Arms folded, Amber looks around, then stares.
Oh, come on. That's a runt. I mean, it's missing branches. It looks more like a tetrahedron than a cone.
It's unique.
Unique?
It's special. This is the one.
As you wish.
Richard ties a ribbon on the tree. The tree is put up at the palace.
Wow, that's a very unique tree.
Exactly, it's perfect, right?
It'll look great once we get the colored lights and those big old inflatable reindeer up there.
When are we decorating?
The staff will attend to that. And as things have gone back to normal for the crown this year, we will light the tree on Christmas Eve, after the king's address.
That's okay. Reindeer don't fly till Christmas Eve anyway.
The decor mandate is white and gold. No inflatables.
You're about to be queen. Thought maybe you might have a say.
I'm pretty sure they'd rather treat me as an ornament myself.
Richard, Amber, Emily!
Your Majesty!
You're late. You're very late.
Well, late for what, Mother?
An important pact we made a year ago.
Are those toboggans?
Helena grins. On a snowy wooded hillside, Amber and Richard share a toboggan.
Ready?
Hudson,
get
off!
No!
You'll go fast enough.
Oh, my goodness! Richard!
Please, Your Majesty. I beg you, slower.
Louis is with Helena and Rudy with Emily as they speed down the snowy hillside. Leopold is working at a laptop. Simon sneaks up behind him.
I can see your reflection. You don't care for tobogganing? Not any more than I care for you spying on me. I call it looking after the interests of Aldovia. Or for one Aldovian. Named Simon.
Yes, I get it. It's not that clever.
King Richard may have been taken in by your little act. I'm not.
Simon leaves and Leopold gets back to work.
Come on, big old wings, kiddo! I just gotta fly! Hey, you need more snow!
You messed the wrong...
No! Oh, no!
Your father's a miracle worker, cheering her up like that.
Emily and Rudy make snow angels. Amber takes a photo.
Your father is a true menace.
He is brutal with those snowballs.
But I know what he's trying to do, all of you. Trying to make me forget that I'm meant to be starring in the Christmas play today, with Tom.
Did it work?
I won't allow it to. I have every right to feel sorry for myself.
A dress is hanging up.
Why is my costume here?
Lights come on in an auditorium. Amber pushes Emily in.
You moved my play to the palace. How did you do this?
Louis shrugs, and cast members excitedly get ready. Emily watches the activity with a smile.
You better know your lines.
The audience is seated, and snow falls on stage as young actors perform their parts. Tom enters as Grindel.
Real nice of you, Peanut.
Tom, thanks, Paul.
Grindel Tom stands unhappily alone, then trudges off stage. A spotlight falls on a palace set. Emily comes out on stage on her crutches and approaches Tom.
Ready?
I think so.
They kiss. Tom's Grindel costume is stripped away, revealing the handsome young man. The audience get to their feet as the cast take a bow. Emily waves to Amber. There's a cooking party in the kitchens. Hot chocolate is poured messily from a saucepan.
Listen up! Best Christmas cookie wins a free meal at Rudy's Diner, New York, New York. Plane fare not included.
Frosting is mixed and dumped with whipped cream on a cookie. Richard decorates a cookie with sprinkles.
What do we think of that?
Is that a snowman or a Yeti?
Amber happily snaps photos. A girl eats a cookie, and the young people bake excitedly. Chef comes in looking unhappy. Rudy approaches her.
You are not a normal chef.
Emily and Tom are working together, stirring bowls of frosting.
You're really good tonight, Princess Froon.
You're not so bad yourself, Wicked Ogre.
Emily smiles and rubs her nose, leaving a blob of frosting.
What?
Tom wipes her nose with a napkin. Emily gives a tight smile, and Tom grins. Chef flinches as children brush past her. Rudy chuckles.
Chef Ivana!
Ivana looks upset and walks out.
Hey, do you like tobogganing?
Sure.
Maybe you might go with me sometime.
Tom smiles and nods. Emily looks pleased.
Loyal readers, Christmas spirit has overtaken the palace, and the Aldovian saga of Princess Froon and the Wicked Ogre melted hearts and sparked a wild frenzy of sweet treats and cocoa in the kitchen. It was a wonderful day, a great release from the pressure I feel as my life is about to change forever.
Amber types in front of her glittering Christmas tree with a worried expression. A snow-covered palace in sunshine.
Kingdom of Aldovia, here we come!
We're on our way to the airport.
Try and get some sleep on the plane, okay, so you're not totally jet-lagged?
I'm on vacation. I'll sleep after New Year's.
Your blog is out of control. We're loving it. Why did you take down all the snow and play and food fight pics?
What are you talking about?
Well, everything you put up is like totally gone. Vanished about an hour ago.
I didn't take it down.
Someone did.
Amber purses her lips.
I bet I know who.
May I suggest a little damage control?
I shall have a word with my friends in the press.
Much appreciated.
Miss Avril, you are aware Sahil requires promptness, hmm? So perhaps you can tell me where. Oh, where can Sahil find the bride-to-be?
She hasn't arrived. She has not. Sahil, may I strongly suggest that you get a better handle on our young queen. Let her know who's in charge.
I can hear you.
Miss Moore, it is imperative you adhere to the schedule.
Did you censor my blog?
With all due respect. I thought we had talked about this and agreed that...
I never agreed to my work being censored.
Do you really think that this is the sort of image the royal family should portray?
I saw that it's trending. It was trending with tons of positive comments.
It's also a breach of protocol.
I seriously doubt that traditional protocols were set up for viral social media. Times change.
Protocol does not.
Well, in this case...
Your image belongs to us now. It's just the way that it is. Now, shall we turn our attention to the royal portrait? It is to be rendered at 4:30 promptly.
Amber and Richard have makeup applied and their hair groomed. Richard is in his military dress uniform and Amber in a formal dark dress.
Can you tell something's bothering you? Can you talk about it?
I don't know. Can we? Seems like we need a royal decree to go to the loo.
He's ruffled your feathers now.
I had a rather unpleasant conversation with Mrs. Averill today. I don't appreciate being controlled.
It's a balancing act. At the end of the day, they work for us, but we need to play by the rules.
She deleted posts from my blog without informing me.
Stop your chattering, hmm? It will disrupt the makeup.
Sahil glares at Richard and Amber, rolls his eyes, and walks away.
Once we get through the wedding, and you're officially queen, we'll be better placed to pick our battles.
Once we get through it, sounds like you're talking about a medical procedure.
Let's just go with the flow. Keep calm and carry on, for now. Okay?
Amber hangs her head. Ivana is chopping vegetables in the kitchen as Rudy walks in.
I spent all night cleaning up. Forgive me.
I do not forgive. But since you bring flowers, put them in water. No sense killing flowers.
I got carried away with the holiday spirit. The kids had so much fun. But I'm sorry I made you cry.
When I was a child, life was not easy. Spending time with my family in the kitchen for Christmas are best memories I have. They were tears of nostalgia, not anger. I could never be angry for bringing joy to children.
That is so good to hear.
I need small these peppers. And then maybe we can try make the diner food.
Richard and Amber pose solemnly for the portrait.
Splendid. You look absolutely regal.
Indeed.
Well done there, in your capable hands. Chin up, King Richard. Give me some power, huh? Some boom. More. Boom.
Bigger.
Boom.
Boom, huh? Yes, very good.
Watch the smiling. I mean, this image, it has to exude solemnity and control.
I would be exuding something else if this dress was any tighter.
Oh, it's just not working.
I think there's something wrong with her face. Huh? Maybe the other side is better. Miss Moore, could you turn to the left? A bit more. Down. Right. No, left. No, right. It's not working.
How much longer will this take?
The sooner we get it right, the sooner we can go.
It's the necklace. Who approved this?
Oh, I chose it.
Well, it's absolutely wrong.
Get her a proper one now.
I really want to wear this one.
It's inappropriate.
Quick.
Yes.
Now this, this will tie it all together.
No, I really think...
No, it's not about you. This is about the official royal portrait.
Richard.
Mrs. Averill, is there really no way
this
that we can...
This necklace is part of the crown jewels. I mean, do you really want to insult the crown, Miss Moore?
Amber looks anxiously at Richard. She wears the gaudy necklace in place of her mother's locket. The palace is illuminated at night. Richard is at the piano.
makes us proud to have you as our royal family. May you be blessed with the happiest of Christmases. Love the Frosts. Oh, the cards from well wishers have to be my favorite part of the season. Thank you.
I'd say the second best presents for me.
I'd do the same thing. Hang cards all around my kitchen at the diner.
Nothing could be finer than Christmas in a diner.
Would you like some coffee with that whiskey, Simon?
He pouts.
Dear royals, while I'm sure you're having a dandy Christmas at the palace, the real working people of Aldovia are suffering. This one isn't very festive.
Keep reading, Mother.
I've lost my job as the company I worked for my whole life was put out of business by your new Aldovia disaster. Thanks for nothing but a big lump of coal in our stocking this year. Bah humbug. We are doing everything we can, aren't we?
That man has no idea how hard we're working for the long-term well-being of the kingdom.
Some people just like to complain. Yeah, it's like I always say, can't let the naysayers bring you down. Right, Peanut?
Pop.
All hail, Princess Peanut.
All hail the village idiot.
Mr. Moore has a valid point. I mustn't let a malcontent disrupt the season.
Read another one, Mother.
Dearest royal family, sending you warmest wishes this holiday and hoping for the best. Merry Christmas.
Amber watches as Louis clips the unhappy card with the rest.
How do you do that?
It's easy. You just have to focus on what's important and not let anything else distract you.
Another arrow, another bullseye.
You're absolutely right.
Then take a shot.
Oh, no, I mean you're right about not getting distracted. I've sensed there's more to these new Aldovia problems, but I've been too caught up thinking about the wedding protocols.
What do you mean, more?
Call it journalistic instinct. I just have to focus on the target.
Clear your mind and aim.
Amber! Amber, hey, we're here!
Andy and Melissa duck as the arrow takes the head off a statue.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that was a real royal welcome.
Hey!
Emily watches as the three friends embrace.
You must be Princess Emily. It's an honor to be a guest of the realm.
Excuse Andy. This is his first royal wedding.
I'm Melissa.
The realm welcomes you both. Abide and you will avoid the dungeon.
They exchange a wide-eyed glance.
Guys, there's no dungeon.
They enter the palace past courtier Mr. Little.
Oh my gosh, can you believe this place? It's amazing.
You think if we just moved in, they'd even notice?
Let's give it a try.
So where are the knights in shining armor?
Ooh, when's jousting? I want to joust.
I want wenches serving me.
There are no wenches in my kingdom.
Richard!
My king.
Hello.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. Hello.
Hello.
Let me introduce you to the Prime Minister. Andy, Melissa, this is Prime Minister Denzel.
Welcome. It is wonderful to have you in our country.
You have a beautiful country, sir.
Sir, it's an honor. I never get to meet dignitaries at the Noodle Chalet.
I wish I could come and have some fun with you three today, but sadly my day is far from over. Lord Leopold has the new accounts for us.
I wish I could come with. I miss you.
I miss you too. Unfortunately, the Prime Minister and I have meetings to attend, but think of me when you're having fun.
We shall celebrate in your honor, King Richard. You heard the king. It's party time.
It's your bachelorette night. We're gonna get it going.
Actually, there's something I was hoping you could help me with.
What kind of something?
A lead I want to follow up on.
A lead?
More of a hunch, potentially a source.
Wait, for what?
Discrepancies in the kingdom's finances.
That sounds way more fun than a bachelorette party. Should have seen this coming.
It's 2 days before your wedding. Your best friends just flew halfway around the world to celebrate, and you want to work?
Yes, there's something going on in Aldovia that doesn't make sense.
Well, what does Richard say?
He's too busy going with the flow. Please, I need your help. There's someone we need to find tonight.
Simon spies on them and wanders down a hallway with his hands in his pockets.
Keep quiet. We don't want anyone to see us.
The guest list, per your request.
Thank you, Mr. Little. Oh, no.
Really?
No. Cross her off. Oh, I don't think.
Mrs. Averill frowns and looks round. Amber and her friend snuck into a room behind her. Mrs. Averill goes to investigate.
Come on.
The friends go into the drawing room and find the card with the unhappy message. Andy and Melissa hoist Amber up and she takes it down. They freeze as Mrs. Averill approaches. She enters the drawing room, which appears to be empty. Mrs. Averill leaves. Amber, Andy and Melissa pop up from behind a couch.
Does it say who said it?
Mr. Ernest Mason.
Let us search the realm for one Ernest Mason.
A pub sign after dark, the Rose and Crown.
Your outfit's very incognito.
Having the Queen to be spotted in a place like this would not be in keeping with royal protocol.
If this Ernest guy isn't here, can we please do something fun?
Yes, like something that resembles a bachelorette party.
When I spoke to his wife on the phone, she said that he's been here almost every day since he lost his job.
Notice how she didn't answer my question.
Well, at least it's a bar.
People talk and drink quietly in the pub, which has a Christmas tree and some decorations.
Go ask the bartender.
A drunk man notices Amber and gets up from his table.
Merry Christmas, lass. It's darker than a dungeon in here. Why prevent us from the light of your pretty, pretty eyes?
I have a light sensitivity disorder.
Do I know your voice from somewhere?
I gotta go, sorry. Merry Christmas.
The man with a drink in both hands raises his eyebrows as she walks off.
Walter!
Andy and Melissa approach a man drinking at the bar.
Ernest Mason?
Who wants to know?
We have a friend here who'd love to ask you some questions.
What kind of questions?
About your work situation.
You some kind of reporter?
No, but she is.
Mason turns around as Amber removes her sunglasses. He stares wide-eyed.
First off, you're wrong about the royals. They do care. King Richard has barely slept since I got here.
And I'm supposed to feel sorry for him? How much sleep do you think I've been getting?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. That's not what I meant. It's just that we are all trying to find the best solution.
But you're one of them. Why should I trust you?
Why else would I be here? I want to understand what's going on, too.
This whole new Aldovia initiative, it's a fraud.
It was supposed to be a way to get the country to invest more money back into itself.
Well, that being the case, then the money should actually stay in Aldovia. I was a foreman for Dairyville Concrete for 25 years before we were shut down.
Well, if companies like yours aren't getting a piece of the pie, then who is?
Well, a new company, Meadowlark. They absorbed all the contracts in our zone. I even heard their bids were higher than ours.
An Aldovian company?
Well, on paper, maybe, but my boss said that them and another couple of companies formed at the start of the initiative. All a bit fishy, if you ask me. What are you planning on doing, anyway?
Getting to the bottom of this. Thank you for your help, Mr. Mason. It's a good start.
Call me Ernie.
There she is, what's the hat?
I think we got trouble.
Amber!
Oh, no.
What do we do now?
We're trapped.
Follow me. I know a way out. Amber, this way. Or you can stay here and be picked clean by the vultures.
What? You tipped these people off, didn't you?
I tipped them off. Why would I be trying to help you escape? Come on, let's go. You with us?
Long live the Queen!
Simon ushers them out.
Did you follow us here?
I'm telling you, we're fighting on the same side here.
I don't know what angle you're playing, but I know you're playing one.
This is my car, come on. Get in.
What happened to the Lamborghini?
Ferrari, don't ask.
His car's a basic old model.
Right, let's go.
Amber types wearing her engagement ring. She searches Meadowlark Enterprises.
Not much on Meadowlark Enterprises, just a public website with no physical address. It's like someone scrubbed the records. There's no footprint.
Is that the best you can do?
Remind me again why you're here.
Hello? He saved your ass from the paparazzi?
You really have a way with words.
Well, I am a writer.
Hey, check that out. Looks like Meadowlark is getting the lion's share of the contracts with these two other firms, Geller Inc. and Houghton Alexis.
Those must be the others that Ernie was talking about.
Do you know anything about those companies?
No, but I do know that any company involved in public works projects has to register their financial information with the Hall of Records database.
How do we get in there?
Well, you're the one with the king for a fiancé.
I don't want to ask Richard about this, not unless I really have to.
Why not? Do I detect trouble in paradise?
Wipe that stupid look off your face.
We could break into the Hall of Records. Or kidnap the records keeper, toss him in a dungeon, and hope he gives up the passcode.
Or you could leave it to me.
How long have you been out there?
Long enough to get the gist. Chances are, Aldovia's public firewalls aren't exactly state-of-the-art. And I know a thing or two about hacking.
Are you saying you could get us in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let Princess Emily get to work.
Andy passes her the laptop.
If I can create a network interface that catches the traffic to the legitimate server, I can backdoor the access.
An interfacing server traffic catcher, of course.
So obvious.
You think you can crack this?
Yes. It's going to take some time. Perhaps all night.
No problem.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Bachelorette party?
Nail polish is painted on toes and the friends toast.
To the bride!
And may we all find our own happily ever after.
Andy's toes got the nail polish. They drink, and Melissa continues Andy's pedicure. The castle in daylight. Amber's asleep in bed.
Miss Moore. Miss Moore.
Sahil, go away.
I am not Sahil. Now get up, get dressed, and follow me to my office.
Amber frowns. She follows Mrs. Averill.
Richard?
Amber, what are you doing here?
I have no idea. You don't know?
Not a clue. Mrs. Averill asked me here.
Your Highness, thank you for coming.
What can we do for you?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have been hit by a rather severe public relations snafu. This is exactly what we don't want.
A photo from the pub.
This is absurd. That's Amber's bachelorette party. Was that Simon?
It wasn't a party. We were investigating.
Investigating?
Investigating what?
The discrepancies in the royal finances.
Excuse
what?
Me? I'm afraid that Miss Moore does not understand her role within the royal family.
Oh, no, I get it. I'm supposed to smile and nod and do as I'm told. I understand. I don't agree.
Well, I suggest that you cease from any further investigation and any activity pertaining to your blog immediately.
No way.
Your Majesty?
He looks conflicted and glances nervously at Amber.
Sir?
Really, Richard?
Amber gets up and walks out.
Amber.
Sir.
Amber.
Sir. Give her some space. Let her calm down. And meanwhile, Lord Leopold has sent some notes for tonight's speech.
Richard takes them reluctantly. Emily is still working on the computer in her wheelchair. Simon comes in.
Still at it? Not exactly Mr. Robot, are you? More like Mr. Slowbot.
Silence, Simon. I'm getting there. It takes a lot of work, a concept quite foreign to you, I know.
Anything we can do?
Develop malware for me to drop into their RDP.
Mrs. Averill arrives with Sahil.
Is Miss Moore not here? I thought she would be.
Well, if she's not here, where is she? She must be located. Sahil will find her.
Mrs. Averill notices the computer.
What are you doing there, Princess Emily?
Showing Amber's friends my new game. Hmm.
And you, Count Simon?
I was just,
He's bothering us.
Mrs. Averill leaves. Helena is with Leopold.
We'd all feel much better if you could stay longer.
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I'm compelled to depart immediately following the wedding. I assure you things will stabilize.
Your Majesty, excuse me. Wait. Have you seen the Queen-to-be? She's missing.
Louis is polishing the grand piano. Helena, Leopold, Mrs. Averill, and Sahil enter the music room.
Your Majesty, how may I assist you?
Amber is missing.
Miss Averill indicated that she would be in conference with Miss Moore this morning, and it was requested that I not attend.
In conference, Mrs. Avril?
Oh, it was a press and protocol issue. It was discussed and resolved.
Well, subsequently, Miss Moore did not show up for her fitting. Now, Sahil cannot create magic with a runaway bride.
Well, I sincerely hope we won't have to cancel the wedding.
Cancel the wedding?
Well, who will wear the gown? Put an alert out! Miss Moore is missing!
Amber!
Amber! Miss Moore!
She has vanished! Amber!
Richard is working when Queen Helena finds him.
Richard, there's a situation.
A calamity.
Emily is still working on the laptop. Simon waits with Melissa.
I could always sniff out the name of the record keeper's favourite pet. Maybe that's the passcode.
Gross oversimplification.
Did you try 12345?
Zip it, simple Simon.
Look, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but the dungeon...
Shut up!
She slams her fists on the keyboard and logs in.
What happened?
We're in.
We did it.
What's it say about those three companies?
Each are listed as a division of this. Glockenspiel Consortium.
Glockenspiel?
What's that?
It could be a parent company or a shell used to funnel the money to a foreign entity.
You have a disturbing knowledge of underhanded activities.
That would explain why so little of the money's staying in Eldovia.
Perhaps if we dig a little bit deeper into Glockenspiel.
Simon finds the records on Glockenspiel.
Oh, my.
I can't believe it.
Would you look at that?
Now is hardly the time to be smug.
Richard runs along a passageway.
Amber? Amber? Amber, are you here? Amber?
He goes out to the snowy secret garden.
Amber. Amber, I'm so sorry. I've been such a fool.
You have no idea.
Emily? No idea about what?
How much of a fool you really have been.
If we're talking about how I've fallen out with Amber, I have a pretty good idea.
You've fallen out with Amber? Is that why she's missing?
I'm afraid so. Just when she needed me most, I caved into the crown.
They sit on a bench.
After Father died, and you left us to go soul-searching, I was so angry with you.
Emily.
At first. But then I realised it's life we find ourselves in. The titles and responsibilities we bear can overwhelm any person, especially a good-hearted one.
And I've allowed it to happen.
You accepted your title with eyes wide open, with the best intent, and that's the brother I love.
I made such a mess of everything.
You're only guilty of being manipulated. Horribly. I suspect you're too good to even see it.
Are you telling me you suspect Mrs. Avril of intentionally driving a wedge between Amber and me?
Her loyalty to protocol and history may have unduly influenced her. But there are others in the palace with even worse intentions.
What are you talking about?
Thanks to Amber, we know where the money's going.
Don't do a thing until I find Amber. There's only one place she can be.
Richard bursts through the gates to the stables and mounts a horse. He gallops off through the deep snow, crossing a hillside toward the pine forests. He approaches the cabin where he took Amber when she was lost in the woods. A fire is burning, and Amber is staring at her mother's picture in the locket necklace. Richard comes in.
Amber. I'm so sorry. Talk to me.
Now you want to talk. You had nothing to say when I needed you in Mrs. Averill's office.
I know.
They want me to give up everything, Richard. My voice, my career.
Forget about everyone else. This should be about you and me.
I always thought that you would support me, and this week has just been so tough.
Amber, please.
Just let me finish, okay? Everything is changing. I feel like I'm losing control, and I'm not used to living like this. This fishbowl, this distance between us.
I know it's hard, Amber. Trust me, I know. And everything is changing for both of us. But there is one thing that will never change. My love for you.
They gaze at each other, and he walks slowly towards her.
I'd put you before the crown, I'd put you before everything. But if you had to sacrifice a single thing to be with me, your talent, your creativity, your determination, I don't think I could live with myself.
Amber goes to him.
I need you, Amber. And Aldovia needs you too. We need to get back to the palace now.
The palace is illuminated after dark. Richard and Amber burst into the drawing room, where Helena is with Leopold.
Oh, Amber, thank goodness. Is everything all right?
No, not at all.
Emily and the rest arrive.
What's happened?
Let's start with the wedding. There are going to be some changes.
Changes?
Yes, to protocol, everything, right down to the gown.
It's going to be our wedding, so Richard and I are taking it back.
I don't think you understand.
Go on.
I know that it has to be grand and royal and magnificent, but it also has to be about us. And I'm half of us, so my gown, my shoes, my jewelry, and my menu, prepared by my dad.
Rudy smiles.
With all due respect, this outburst here now, on the eve before your wedding, it's
long overdue. Amber is right. And I'm the worst offender. I got so caught up in the protocol, the pomp, the ceremony, that I've lost sight of what the wedding's really about. Christmas is about family. And your wedding is about the love between you and Richard. Everything else is secondary.
Which means, Mrs. Avril, you will stop trying to disrupt the Queen-to-be and her work. Protocol be damned.
Hear, hear. And as long as the memory of your dear father is respected, a little modernization should be no threat to the monarchy. To kings and queens.
That's enough out of you.
Richard.
I'm sorry, Mother, but there is a threat to the monarchy. Lord Leopold.
Sorry? What on earth do you mean?
The new Aldovia initiative has been failing because you have been siphoning off the money.
That's absurd.
People have lost their jobs because of you. And you lied to our faces. You should be ashamed.
I have an army of lawyers. I shall write that slander.
As he walks out, Amber glances towards a bow and arrow mounted on a wall. Leopold pauses to glance back towards Richard and Helena, then walks off.
You're not going anywhere.
People duck. She has an arrow aimed at Leopold.
You wouldn't dare.
She's deadly with that thing.
Amber grins at Emily.
You'll never prove anything.
Then why do I hear the dulcet tones of a glockenspiel?
As in glockenspiel consortium?
Yes, yes. I get it. It's not that clever.
Simon shows a document to Helena. It shows the company details and bank balance in excess of 2 billion euros.
Mr. Little, Mr. Zabala, take Lord Leopold to the dungeon.
There's actually a dungeon?
Oh, yes, there's a dungeon in the deepest, darkest depths of the castle.
Cool.
Emily and Amber grin at each other. Louis and Little march Leopold out. The illuminated palace at night.
Loyal Aldovians, I'm happy to announce that I'm able to tear up the script that I was given for tonight's speech, one which glossed over the hardships that I know a lot of you have been facing.
He tears up the speech. Mrs. Averill watches with a smile.
I can instead announce, thanks to the Queen-in-Waiting, that severe corruption is responsible for our recent hardships.
It has been discovered and eliminated. The funds have been recovered, and every one of you will be paid.
She did it! She did it! Merry Christmas!
Along with a Christmas bonus for every hardworking man and woman in Aldovia.
Ernie hugs his wife, and the people in the Rose and Crown cheer.
On behalf of the entire royal family, Queen Helena, Princess Emily, Count Simon,
Queen-to-be Amber, and the new Earl of Aldobia, Rudy Moore.
I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Let's celebrate with the lighting of the Royal Christmas Tree.
3, 2, 1!
A firework erupts from the top of the tree.
Now that's more like it.
The tree has lights, but is also decorated with inflatables, including a huge Father Christmas.
Born is the King of Israel.
Family and staff stand in front of the tree, with the press at a respectful distance. In the snowy town, a bell rings in the cathedral steeple and people wave flags. Light shines through a rose window in the cathedral, with people seated for the wedding ceremony. Crowns are presented on cushions. Richard enters with Simon.
I believe I owe you a debt of gratitude.
No, not at all. But now that I've proven my mettle and there being an open seat on your advisory council...
Don't push your luck.
Fair enough.
People stand as Queen Helena arrives in a simple dark dress and walks alone down the aisle. She smiles at the guests, then at Richard and best man Simon. Andy arrives with Melissa and pushing Emily, who scatters flower petals along the aisle. Amber arrives escorted by Rudy.
Right here with us, Peanut.
She touches her locket.
I know, Pop.
Amber lifts the hem of her dress, revealing she's wearing gold sneakers. Richard grins. Rudy releases his daughter with a kiss. Amber hands her bouquet to Emily. Amber and Richard look towards the congregation, then join hands. The guests sit. Rings are taken from a cushion.
Do you, King Richard, take the beautiful Amber Eve Moore to be your bride?
I do.
He slides a ring onto her finger.
Do you, Amber, take Richard Bevan Charlton to be your husband?
I do.
She slips a ring onto his finger.
King Richard, you may kiss your bride, Queen Amber of Aldovia.
They kiss, and led by Queen Helena, the congregation rises, all smiling happily. Holding hands, King Richard and Queen Amber turn to face the congregation. Crowns are placed on their heads. Amber smiles as she is crowned by Prime Minister Denzel. A champagne cork pops, and as a quartet plays, the cake is revealed, topped with bride and groom figurines.
Ladies and gentlemen, our newlywed couple, King Richard and Queen Amber.
Amber kisses her father and mother-in-law. Mrs. Avril and Mr. Little laugh together. The newlyweds cut the tall, multi-tiered cake. Amber feeds Richard a slice, then he does the same. Tom and Emily find a tray of cookies on top table. Tom gets frosting on the sleeve of his jacket.
How did you even manage to do that?
I don't know.
Queen Helena, hockey puck sliders painted red.
Your Majesty, they are delicious.
Helena and Denzel try one.
Oh. Mm.
So you're from New York?
queens.
Nice.
Simon and Melissa gaze into each other's eyes. Amber throws her bouquet backwards over her head. Oh! Helena catches it.
Ah, congratulations. I'm happy it's you.
Amber hugs Helena, who stares at the bouquet, then glances towards Louis.
Excellent catch, Your Majesty.
The only one wearing the heels is the cake topper.
Between me and you, your version would have been way better.
Sahil turns to Andy and smiles. Richard and Amber hold hands for the first dance, a waltz. They smile as they glide around the floor. Richard spins Amber, and they turn together with the guests surrounding the dance floor. Others join in. The royal couple smile happily. Melissa signals for the orchestra to stop and nods to Emily, who whips a cover off a set of decks. Melissa and Simon, they form a conga around the dance floor.
Come on, Mrs. Earl.
Hey. All right.
Louis is behind Helena, Richard with Amber, Rudy with Ivana, and Tom with Emily, and Sahil with Andy. Hey. They all sway to the rhythm and kick out their legs. Amber leads Richard away.
Wait.
They go out to the snowy secret garden.
Thank you for making this the best Christmas ever.
I don't think we'll ever be able to top this one.
You never know. There's always next year.
I'm willing to try if you are.
To Christmas. And to you.
Alone at last.
They clink champagne glasses and kiss. The conga comes out to them. As the conga approaches, Richard and Amber kiss. The view pulls up and away from the twinkling fairy lights in the garden. Directed by John Schultz, a clapperboard is dropped, followed by other outtakes.
Until the wedding, you're going to have your own... Bless you.
She's allergic to flowers.
Is Miss Moore not here? I thought she would be.
Well, if she's not here, where is she? She must be located.
Sorry.
I should have known this was about you getting your hands on coming to money.
I don't know what to say to that.
Not to mention the amount of work that went into...
Amber's veil falls off.
Oh,
Sylvia's future. There's no need to point to it, sorry.
Emily grins. Miss Averill makes a face to camera. Simon peers out from behind a column. Rudy points and smiles.
Bachelorette party?
Are you okay?
Andy grins and wiggles his fingers. They get into Simon's car.
No one gets in the front with you?
Written by Nathan Atkins. Based on characters by Karen Shaler. Executive producers Brad Crevoy, Amanda Phillips Atkins, Eric Jarbo, Robin Bernheim Berger, Jimmy Townsend. Produced by Amy Krell. Director of photography Vera L. Sogavici. Production designer Soren Dima. Casting by Carolyn McLeod. Music by Zach Ryan. Associate producer Vince Balzano. A Brad Crevoy production. Unit production managers Brad Crevoy, Amy Krell. First assistant director Joel Morales. Cast Amber Rose McIver. Prince Richard Ben Lamb. Queen Helena Alice Krieger. Princess Emily Onanifsi. Mrs. Averill Sarah Douglas. Simon Theo Devaney. Rudy John Garasio. Mr. Zabala Andy Lucas. Lord Leopold Simon Dutton. Chef Ivana Katerina Cass. Mr. Little Richard Ashton. Sahil Raj Bajaj. Melissa Tahir Sharif. Andy Joel McVeigh. Tom Quill Billy Angel. Prime Minister Denzel Tom Knight. Drunkard Claudio Trandafir. Ernest Mason David Broughton Davis. Pastor Razvan Gorgiou. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Characters and events depicted in this program are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC are the authors of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. Trademark and copyright 2018, Netflix US LLC and Netflix International LLC, all rights reserved. Further credits continue to roll.
Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.